He's a bad guy, NYC dance teacher punched by career criminal blasts light sentence. By Amy Furr on June 29, 2024. A Bronx man who was brutally assaulted in 2022 is frustrated with the legal system for giving his attacker a mere 3.5 to 7 years in jail. The victim, 54-year-old Jesus Cortez Cabrera, told the New York Post that he nearly died as a result of the incident and was hoping the assailant would stay locked up forever, the outlet reported Saturday. Cortez Cabrera was left in a coma and spent 3 weeks in the hospital after 56-year-old Van Fubui sucker punched him while they stood outside the Fuego Tipico restaurant in Fordham Manor in August 2022. Cortez Cabrera said, "When I saw the video, when I saw his face, he's a bad guy, totally 100%. When police identified Van Fubui, officials charged him with attempted murder," per Breitbart News. Cortez Cabrera suffered a fractured skull, broken cheekbone, and brain bleeding as a result of the assault. Fox 5 noted at the time of the incident in 2022 that New York City Police Department, NYPD, data showed that felony assaults were up by 23% in the Bronx compared to that time in 2021. The Post article continued. Police initially charged Bui with attempted murder, but the district attorney's office claimed there wasn't enough evidence to support the charges, and reduced them to non-bail eligible misdemeanors, allowing Bui to walk free after his arrest. The move sparked outrage, and as criticism mounted, Governor Hochul intervened, ordering the parolee be put back behind bars. Bui later argued that he should not be detained because the victim survived, claiming that he did not want to hurt him that bad and only hit him one time. In addition, the Post noted that Bui is a convicted sex offender. Since the attack, Cortez Cabrera has endured many health challenges and had to relearn to walk. However, he has since returned to teaching Mexican dance to children who attend his church, an activity he deeply enjoys. He said, "I feel well, because of the program at the church with the kids, they helped me a lot. They prayed for me. They supported me. I'm happy God gave me another opportunity to live and continue my work with the kids. Something can happen today, but I'm living in the present." Social media users shared their thoughts regarding the case, one person writing, "NY voted for this. You have done it to yourselves. NYC protects the criminals, not the victims," another user commented. Flashback: Jordan torches Bragg for caring more about perpetrators than victims at NYC crime hearing.